second order is that ha'oyev es ishtoy, ha'oyev es shcheinav, v'amikarev es kroivav, v'hanoisei es bas achoisei. If somebody marries his sister's daughter, olav ha'kosav oymer, os tikro v'ashem yane, teshave v'yoymer hineni. Tosfos asks that why does the Gemara say only someone that's noisei es bas achoisei? Only bas achoisei? Why not also bas achiv? Meaning, it sounds like that bas achoisei, it's a mishpacha, it's his niece, so there's an inyan for a person to marry his kroivim, right? In the spirit of being oyev shcheinah mekarev kroivav, so you're being noisei es bas achoisei, right? You could see where this fits in. So he said that noisei es bas achoisei, why not also bas achiv? So Tosfos says, enochinam, he brings b'shem the Rashbam, the huadim bas achiv, aval achoisei nokat. The reason we mention bas achiv, because it would be more shchiach, just based on the metzias, because a person is maybe spending more time with his sister than with his brother, and as a result, it would be more shchiach that he would marry bas achoisei than it is bas achiv. Then Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, no, we mentioned dafka bas achoisei. The reason is because bas achoisei is bas mazloi. She has the same mazel as him. Because Chazal say, roiv bonim adoim en la'achi yo'im. Most children are like their mother's brothers, which means that this bas achoisei is probably going to be very similar to him. So because she's similar to him, they're of the same mazel, so it's a skula for them to be able to live happily ever after, and it's for that reason Chazal said it should be bas achoisei. Incidentally, you see from this Gemara that when Chazal said roiv bonim doim en la'achi yo'im, it's not bonim as opposed to bonois. It's true for bonois as well, because here we're dealing with bas achoisei, and we're saying, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, that because roiv bonim doim en la'achi yo'im, that's why a person should marry bas achoisei. It's interesting, Tosfos doesn't mention this here, but there's a Tosfos later in the Masechta on Daf Tzadik Tesemer Aleph, it's the bottom Tosfos, where Tosfos quotes from the Rivan, another Pshat. He brings this Gemara, and he says another Pshat, why Bas HaChosei Dafka, and not Bas Achiv? Said the Rivan, the reason is, because we were afraid that if a person would marry Bas Achiv, he'd come to be Mevatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. A Yevam is the reason. The reason is because if a person would be married to Bas Achiv and then he would die, leave over no children, who would have a mitzvah to do Yibam now? His brother. His brother wouldn't be able to do Yibam. Why? Because it's Bitoy. And Bitoy is one of the arayas that I mentioned in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So because it wouldn't be Shayach now for him to do Yibam, also Levatul Mitzvahs Yivamim, that's Arba Achim 101. And as a result, that's why Chazal said it should be Dafka Bas Achoisei, and Chazal said it shouldn't be Bas Achim. Now this is something that we've talked a lot about in the past. We're not going to mention it now, but it's just kedai to mention it for one reason, and that is it's Yodua, that this Gemara was one of many Gemaras that the Noi Deb Yehuda quoted as it relates to how exactly a person is supposed to reckon with the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So we're all familiar with the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in his will a whole bunch of things that people should do and people shouldn't do. A lot of them are related to Zivugim, a lot of them are related to marriages. One of the things Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said was that a person should not marry Bas HaChosid. It's one of the things that he wrote in his Tzava. And the Noi Deb Yehuda shried. He said, how could Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid have written in his Tzava that a person should not marry Bas HaChosid? It's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry Bas HaChosid. Now the Gemara doesn't say mitzvah to marry Bas HaChosid, but the Gemara says that Hoyev Eshchein V'makar V'skrev V'noi says Bas HaChosid V'amal V'selu L'oni B'shas Dochi Olav HaKosav Oymer Os Tikr V'Hashem Yane Teshaveya V'yoymer Ineni. So you see, it's a mailo. So it shouldn't be possible. And the Yehuda goes on and he says Groysel L'shoynes, and he says it doesn't matter who in the person is. There's no one that has the places to say anything that's keneged the Talmud. No one could go keneged the Gemara. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in many different places wrote things that are keneged Gemaras. He said that brothers shouldn't marry sisters. It's mefurish in Gemaras that they used to do that. He said a father and a son shouldn't marry two sisters. Rapapa ubnoi wanasu shnei banos. He brings a whole bunch of different rayas. But the bottom line is, this is a exhibit A, where Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote something in a Tzava that's keneged. It's Kenegan Mefurish Gemar. So the Noi Deb Yehuda very famously said, just kedai to read the one line, Avol Emes Yere Darkoi, Ki HaChosid Lezarei Achrov Tzivo. The Chosid, referring to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, what he was saying was, he was saying to his Mishpacha, L'doirei Doiris, Ki Rab Ruach HaKoidesh, he saw Ruach HaKoidesh, says, Zarei Lo Yatzliach Bezivugim Ko'ela, U'bozeh Eino Yisoyis Adivri HaTalmud, Shehu Ala Klal, V'divri HaChosid Hu Ala Prat. That was what he said. And then the Noi Deb Yehuda famously said, right, the context over there was where the Shoyl asked him a question where he was read a Shidduch. The problem is the Shver's name is the same name as his name. The Shver was asking the question. The Edom is a Chashva person, and it's the same same name. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says you should stay away from a shidduch like this. So the question is if this is something you should worry about. So he writes to him, he shouldn't worry about it because the Edom is a Talmud Chacham, Shomer Mitzvah Liyeda Davara. You're doing a mitzvah by taking such an Edom. And he said, if that's the case, this is definitely not something you have to worry about. And then he has a punchline. He says, V'timani ala oylam. He says, it's such a chiddush to me that if a person would be read a shidduch and the boys are not ma'aretz, nobody would ask a shayla. It's bullshit. Nobody would have a problem. Even though the Gemara in Psachim and Tesam Abeis talks about how not okay that is. Abu Leschatim im Tzurim Rabbanim. But you read Abzal Choshve Eidim, this major London, Sheshmoy Kishmoy, Heim Shayalim. This already is a shayla. V'loitei Torah Shlema Shalonu Kitzava Ba'alma. He says, halavai, people would treat the Torah like a tzava. Either way, v'lochein l'dayti yigmar chesan chashidduch hazeh v'yasem masav l'shem shemayim. So he tells me to go forward with the shidduch. But it's to do with the divrei chayim, the heilige divrei chayim. Reb Chaim Tzanz in a tshuva, he said, shorolei mori, the Eibushi should be moichel d'noi de Yehuda for the way you spoke about Reb Yehuda HaChassid. We've mentioned in the past that if you go through a tshuva, it doesn't sound like the noi de Yehuda spoke disrespectfully to Reb Yehuda HaChassid. His lashon was ki rab ruach hakodesh. I mean, he's attributing ruach hakodesh Reb Yehuda HaChassid. Oh, but the divrei chayim with his incredible sensitivity felt that it bothered him, and he said, "Sharolei marilai noy de Yehuda." So he says, "If that's the case, but that inferent the noy de Yehuda's kashes, you have mefurishig emaris that are kineged the tzavah Rabbi Yehuda Chassid." So he said, "A davar niflo." We're learning Yevamos now. We know the ikur mitzvah in the nefila liyibum is to do yibum, stating that the Mishnah says, based on Abishol, that Chazal said mitzvah chalitza is kodemes la mitzvah yibum. But now that people don't have the ability to have the proper kavanah, so today mitzvah chalitza is kodemes la mitzvah yibum. So Reb Chaim Tzanz, the Heilige Divrei Chaim, said that yesh loymar. It's true, all these zivugim the Chazal spoke about, basachoyse, etc. These were all zivugim that be'etzem are okay, but they're only okay if a person is able to have the proper kavanah. And barishoyno, he said people were able to have the proper kavanah. They were able to do yibum with the proper kavanah. So they were able to do these zivugim with the proper kavanah as well. But then what happened was there was Yerida Sadoiris, and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid saw the Yerida Sadoiris, and that's why he wrote in his Savah that you shouldn't go based on this. And just like Chazal said that even though Barishoyin and Mitzvah Yibum is Kedemus and Mitzvah Chalitza, but Achshon Mitzvah Chalitza is Kedemus and Mitzvah Yibum, this is a real Yevamos punchline. But now it's Faker. And now Mitzvah Chalitza is really Kedemus and Mitzvah Yibum, and now, and therefore, so too as it relates to all these zivugim, a person should treat them in the same way. Regardless, that was the Divrei Chaim's rebuttal to what the Noi de Yehuda said, v'advar matikim.